When you think of countries that are green, China probably isn't the first one that springs to your mind. But this could all change as the global superpower looks into introducing new taxation policies designed to preserve the environment. Translation, a carbon tax. I spoke to Dr. Frank Yotso, the director of the Center for Climate Economics and Policy at ANU, about the changes ahead for China.
Dr. Yotso, can you tell me a little bit about what China is doing in terms of their carbon tax?
Yeah, so China has very fast carbon dioxide emissions growth in the context of very fast economic growth. And China is acutely aware of the issue of climate change and has other objectives and motivations to put a lid on the rate of growth of energy consumption and local pollution as well. And so we've seen China implement a host of policies in the command and control mode, mandating that individual factories should shut down, mandating or actively supporting through state investment the deployment of renewable energy and so forth. And increasingly we see a realization in China that market instruments, pricing signals, are actually a much more efficient way to go about the objective of achieving greater energy efficiency and moving away from coal. And the current discussion about a possible carbon tax really takes place in that kind of context.
Okay, and what's the reaction been over there?
Oh, look, the discussion about carbon pricing, be it an emissions trading scheme or a carbon tax, has been going on in China for a number of years now. In fact, it was announced as part of the 12-5-year plan in 2011 that there would be a national carbon pricing scheme in China in the second half of the decade. So this is not really news as such. However, what this week's article that was published in Global Times highlights is that this is a very live consideration for Chinese policymakers. In a sense, you know, most observers see this as a test balloon to see what the reactions are to the suggestion of an introduction of a tax along those lines.
Okay, and do you think those Chinese policymakers have been paying much attention to what's happening with the Australian carbon tax, or they're doing their own thing?
Oh, I can tell you there has been a very high level of research and scrutiny going on in Chinese policy and government circles about the Australian carbon pricing scheme. There's particular features about the Australian scheme, in particular starting emissions trading with a so-called fixed price, where the price of carbon is predetermined for a number of years before letting the market price float. That is something that is of very high interest to China. And I can tell you every time that we go over there to present or to discuss with Chinese colleagues, this is something that that everyone is familiar with. So yes, the Australian system is being studied. But you asked me whether China would do their own thing, and the answer to that is also yes. China will definitely do whatever China decides is the best solution for them.